Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. Man, the Father is merciful. I'm talking about a merciful God, man. I'm talking about, man, on the Sabbath, just chill. You can take in that peace that He's given us, and that, man, we could just feel Him, you know what I mean? And just be at ease, man, on the Sabbath. Pins and needles and stretched out, because this is not what this day is created for. Man, and I just thank Him for it, and that He told me it was a day like this in the creation. But before we get to that, we gotta, you know, finish what's in this first day, you know, because, you know, I know that we went through it physically, and through the creation, you know, we talked about in the beginning, we talked about God, and what we talked about, what was in the beginning, of course, what was back then, you know, what was before heaven, because it was something that He put heaven in. And the throne, man, it got its own conversation, you know. Is it before heaven or is it after heaven? I'm inclined to believe that the throne was created before heaven, you know. And then He created everything else. And then He created the earth, you know, in the beginning. That's day one. That's day one. Day one, He created the earth. And this is the beginning of life. Because when you hear it, you see He created the heaven and the earth. And then He said in the evening and the morning were the first day. So He had created the heaven and the earth before He even called a day. So the earth can be billions of years old, of course, but when it was brought into time, then, you know, here it is. Now, we living in our atom, so to say, you know, we living in an hour of man. This is that thing, and we're talking about the first day. What is the first day to us? Why was He even bringing up? That's where everything started at. Everything, man. I mean, everything. Everything began on the first day. It became a law before it was anything. So He had to write it out. He had to write out everything. And when He wrote it out, then it became law. And then He wrote it. Then He called it into existence, like He'd been teaching us, man. You know, in the fruits of the Spirit. That He created, He thought of it, and then brought it into into an existence. Like, we can do that. Like, we can create with our imagination and bring something into existence. Well, he said he did it first. And he gave that to us so that we can do it, that we'll know that he's God. And that he give us consciousness to do things like that because he did it first. So, in the beginning, he created this first day, and he called it light. You know, and what is this light that he called it? Because there was no sun and no moon, anything like that. So what is it? What is this light? So we're going to get into that. Then there's another speech pertaining to this. It's a code. And it's almost simultaneous with the creation when you listen to it. You know, little brother Nakomi, man, we was kicking bowls on the creation, you know, some years ago. We was just, you know, I was doing the creation thing about how it's 14 days in the creation. You know, I know, you know, our elves, we do 13 days in the creation, but it's actually 14 because that brings us to the Passover. The 13th day in the creation brings you into the judgment in the end of all flesh. The 14th day is the Passover. Everybody that made it through the Great White Throne end up passed over. That's what it's about. So when we look at this calendar, you got to start here. You know, some of us are starting the ABIB in the middle of the week. You can't do that because the month already started here on 1. You know, and some of us want to start on the moon, which is the fourth day of the week. You can't do that. That's the middle of the week. You're 3 days late, which is more than not, because these same brothers, this is how we always 3 days and three nights because of the congenital moon. We count from 1. We get a 30-day. We're going to get us a full 30-day month. You know, when brothers run on cycles, then you're going to come up 3 days short, just like the mother do. But if you count it out, like he said, 180 days is a half a year. 6 divided by 180, 30. Can't go wrong. Numbers are never lying. That's the speech, right? So that's the other thing that's in the beginning. This conversation, it's numbers, man. So to me, all of it is the speech of the Chesedics before man came. I would seriously contest that Adam spoke the speech of the Chesedics because there was no other speech in the creation. That's why he confounded the language. Who else Adam was talking to other than Melchizedek? Who was this that brought all the animals to him? Who took them all around the world and showed them this whole earth? That was Melchizedek, the same one that met Abraham. He taught Adam all of that. Adam had 100% cerebrium, so he had no fear of death because death didn't exist. So there's nothing could stand his growth. There was no bounds on it. I would say the strength of Samson, he had 10 times that. But let's get started. We're going to open up, brothers, if we can, stand and face Jerusalem and uncover our heads, and sisters, and stand and face Jerusalem and uncover our heads. I mean, cover our heads as we approach the Father. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us of our debts as we give our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins. Father, have mercy and stand forth for physical and spiritual gifts. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brother and their family. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light, kindness, upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive, eyes to see and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and faith to perform it Father, have mercy on them and heal us. Let the Holy Spirit upon them as well, that they too may receive the mind to perceive and eyes to see, and ears to hear, mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercy and your faith. Okay, all right. Now, once again, the title of this precept is the Creation Code Day One, right? So this is when we're going to infuse the creation with the biblical code. Like I said, man, this brother, homie Swanson, man, you can dig him up on Facebook. Hey, he like the mastermind of all of this. You know what I'm saying? He the one that brought this out. You dig? Like when he did it was like subsonic and shit. Just like it was just like boom. Like if we all had Jackson 5 wigs, that we would have been blue back for real. That type of sonic. So when the theory hit, man, it was on point because all the scriptures line up. This is what we're going to get into. We're going to get into that, you know. But even at the creation speech, man, you know, I never heard nobody teach the creation like my elder brother Bowie, right? But he used to run the whole 7 days in one set, which I thought was genius. Don't get me wrong. But when I really looked into it, I said, you know, I ain't say to myself. I said, the Spirit said to me, what's wrong with taking each day and looking at what he did on each day, you know? And, and then when the research came in, it was phenomenal, you know, on what he was doing in each day. Now we had a conversation of the truth on each day. 1 + 1 = 2. That's absolute truth. It's no Big Bang Theory. It's no Darwin evolution from marsupials into human beings or whatever they want to call them things. No, nothing like that. Truth and an ultimate lie. 1 + 1 = 2. 1 + 1 = 3 is a lie. And it's set to be judged. That's why there is a judgment. Because he gave us the gift of reasoning, which is free will. So we can't be upset if he's going to judge us because that would bring free will in. Free will is the reason why every man will be judged. So we got to be men and women of this council, you know, when we be thinking about God and stuff, you know, we can't even incite children. Anyway, Genesis 1:1. And it says this. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. See? Day one. That's right there. I mean, day one hasn't even been formed yet. So this could be a zillion years. You know, we only got information to go back a few, like 4.5 billion years. And that's 9. If you look at it, okay, we want to say that 4.5 billion years ago, the earth was created. That's a 9. 9 is eternal. We good. The sun, they want to say it's billions of years old. I can identify that. It's nothing but a star. It's a rock that he lit up. That's all he did. That rock always been there. Like when he created the earth, he threw them marbles out there too. It was going to be called stars. And then he lit them up. But this earth, right? This is the thing. This is what he said, in the earth. Now watch this. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So earth is from heaven, right? That's why we got the hot lava in the center of the earth, because that represents what heaven looked like. That's heaven. Heaven looked like that lava. That's where God lived. He lived on something like that. And that's what, you know, the sun is made from, too. Like, how much power it took to make up the sun spin, right? But this same force is going to be hot enough to burn angels up or consume angels for all eternity. So this fire is actually hotter than the fire that the angels was created from. That's amazing. He has some interesting speech coming out of the Babylonians. But it says this. It says, two, he said, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So we see here that the earth is submerged in water. Right? So it was created, and he called it earth first. And then water came in, come from. Let's see. Okay. Came out of the rock that Moses had lifted up his hand. So the water was in the earth the whole time. When he created the earth, the water was in the earth. That's why it may be probabilities that water may be in Mars in the center of it. Maybe. And it said this. He said, 20, Numbers 20 and 10, and Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with the rod he smote the rock twice. And water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and the beasts also. Now, let's keep in mind, Moses is a Levite, right? Everything he did tainted the water. Everything. This cat, everything he did was tainting the water. From the point of being drawn from the water, from the point of his name being named water, from the point that he turned water into blood, and those things that then frogs out of the water. Come on, man. Then he had the power to turn the air, which is H2O, man, into life, power over earth and the water. But Moses got down on water. Then the end game, he split the Red Sea for the whole kingdom to be baptized. Moses' dig was number two. He was a two. But this finish reading this. He said, and 12, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, and because ye believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. See, something as simple as that can get us judged, you know, and that's never a good look, man. So it's always good to give God his praise out the gate, or whoever, you know, that that's the author, you know what I mean? Because you don't want God to be taking your rib, you know what I mean? So, hey, it is what it is, man, you know, because we better be giving each other props. You know, hey, the Lord said to desire another man to give him shame and shouldn't be. You know, that's schism and heresy, and if we live by that, we won't see God. So that's a wrap. We can't even play with that. So we see that water came out of the rock, you know, came from the earth. Let's see. Let's go to Genesis. And let's see. That would be 7. Is that 7? And okay, here it is, 7 and 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up. See, the earth gave forth the water. That's why the water covered the earth. Came from the earth. He created the earth first, then he put water on it like this, because water was in the earth. So it's enough water in the earth to cover the whole planet again. Just really think I wrap my mind about that, because it is. If he wanted to do it again, he could do it again. It's enough water in the earth to flood the whole planet all over again. And so you see what he did first. He said, in the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up. The water was in the earth in the beginning, so it's on the first day too. That water is there on the first day. And then he said, let's finish reading that. So I'm just, reiterating that, also let's keep that in mind. Earth, the water, and the light was all there on the first day. Let's keep this in mind. Okay. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Let's get this out the way so we can really get a grip on this, and when we hear these conversations, we also pick up on who we're talking to on that other sense. Revelations chapter 17. He said this in Genesis chapter 2. I mean, 1 and 2, he said, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. So, that's Revelations chapter 17. Revelation 17. And let's bring a story into this, and it says this. It says 17:1. So we can see the gravity of this whole. It says, and there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show thee the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters. See, this water is too. This is another water, but she's sitting on a lot of things that's referred to water, even the word. I bet you she the one that got the Ark of the Covenant. I bet you she the one that got David's throne. I bet you that. I bet you it's in her stash. Oh, that national treasure, and they were trying to uncover, the secrets of the Templars and all that old madness and whatever. That's sensationalism. They got the throne. They got the Ark of the Covenant. They do. And they're no better than to mess with it. But they seen that there's commandments in there that have been written from times ago. And they know that's the hand of God. So they know there's a God. Everybody know there's a judgment God. Anyway, it says this. I can read down the kings that they carried it away. Let's see. With whom the kings of the earth had committed fornication. Verse 17:2. With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit on a scarlet colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet colors, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, and having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, the abominations of the earth. Now, she's sitting on many waters, this Mystery Babylon. What is the waters that she's sitting on? is here. Uh, 17 to 15, it says this, and he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are people, multitudes, nations, and tongues. So when God said he bring his spirit over the waters upon the faces of the deep, he's talking about all of us that's up under that. Up under the, what we would call the matrix or whatever. Those of us that are asleep or haven't been awakened. Those of us that are awakening to a degree, you know. Here he says, this waters are people. So he's letting us know that there's another thing that he got moving on water, you see, and it's called consciousness. Why? Because it says this at 13, these have one mind to give power to and strength unto the beast. So if they got one mind to do that, then of course man got one mind to do that to him. So let's go back and let's look at John. So yeah, that's the one. No. Let's go back to Genesis. Okay, so we see water represent the people. And so the reason why we say that, because, you know, all of us came from a point of darkness, man. When the first time we heard the word for real and it blew our minds, I mean, it really set us off. And we was like, man, you know, we always heard God from something else. You know, we heard God from something else, but when he literally opened up our understanding, you knew that was a brand new day. You knew that. I've been activated, you know, yeah. Well, this is that conversation, because all of us came from this. All of us came from this dark, the face of the deep without, we didn't come into the word talking about we keeping the Sabbath day. You know what I'm saying? So most of us learned that in our mature years, in our adult life. You know, we taught our children that were born to these things. You know, but even they had to learn, even at a young age, you know, now they're supposed to be second nature, supposed to. You know, but this is that thing, right? So he said all of us had a face of this void, this face, and darkness is upon it. And then this is when he said, blesses the man that the face of God, I got to read it. Anyway, it says this. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, mankind. And he says this, 3, and God said, let there be light. He's waking us up. See, there's that thing right here. See, now this goes here into 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Right here, it says this. Now watch. Because see, now we see that he is talking to us. This is a whole nother conversation, but he's talking to us in the speech and this thing that he called parables or allegories, you know. It said, therefore, saying we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not, but we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, committing ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. See, it's not about what we know. It's about waking you up. Because if we can wake you up, then you can wake somebody else up. You know, we're trying to spark fires, you know. What were they called? Lovers of the flames, you know what I mean? Hey, trying to, you know. You know, like Samson did, he said he sent a fox out and he lit up the fields, man. You know, if I can use that allegory to how we need to light each other up. So here it is. It says, 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the mind of them which believe not, least the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves as servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. See, that's when he said in our hearts, he said, for God commanded light to shine out of darkness and have shined in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This is that thing. That's when he said, let there be light. Everybody remembers that moment of Zen, if you can call it that, you know, or your aurora or your Venus or whatever you want to call it, you know. Yeah, that thing, you know, when you realize that this is the truth, you know. We all come to that. Some of us may not came to that, but those that have this, have received this, understand and know exactly what I'm talking about. So this is that thing. So now we see that we've been activated. Your mind is either activated or it's not. This is that conversation which is in the matrix. You're talking about, even though, you know, we really trying to save them, the people are so inept to this world, they would try to, you know, defend every last bit of it, you know. And that's true, man, regardless how big a lie you expose, you know. Men will always judge with their rulers, you know, and that's just the nature of man. Let's see. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now, what is this light, right? This is another conversation. This light here, is it the sun and the moon? What is it? Well, let's go and see. Let's go into St. John 1:1. John 1:1. And it was this, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I had to refocus that. It said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the beginning was the Word, and we seen in the beginning, he said, let there be light. So that's in the beginning. Let there be light. The Word of God. Let there be light. I'm just drinking my little 1,000 milligram of juice, vitamin C, you know, that chain package. Well, I pound a couple of them, you know. Vitamin C, you can't go wrong. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. But in him was life, and the life was the light of man, and light shineth in darkness. And darkness comprehended it not. See, this is why he said that their minds is going to, you know, it was going to be some that was not meant to see it anyway, and that their minds would be blinded by the God of this world. You know, they going to be set, these people were not created to see him ever. And he's going to make this, and he made sure of this. Watch this. It's in Ecclesiastes 3, I believe. behind that scripture. Because this is how, right, Ecclesiastes 3:11, and he said this, he has made everything beautiful. Let me read that. I read that in the Ebonics. It said, he has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. So you got some of us that was not meant to know these things. That's why he said that their minds is blinded by the God of this world. This is the other thing when he says that our hearts is open. So if your mind is shut off or turned off on this, then that's a bad look. If your mind is inspired by these things, then you in the presence of God and he's dealing with. Praise God. You know, that's a good thing. So, and it says this, he says, verse 9, it was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. So now he's the true light, and he came where? In the world. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1. And we're going to pick it up we got to finish this out. It says, and God said, let there be light, and there were light. And God saw the light, that it was good. Okay, what is this light that he called good? He said this in 6:20. My son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. And give me Proverbs 6:23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and the reproof thereof are the instructions of the way of life. So this right here is what gave us form. The commandments. That's when he said, let there be light. He spoke laws into existence. That's the first time we even got it, man. Like, man, we supposed to be keeping the Sabbath day and stuff like that, you know. It started making sense to us. So they had no problem with it. You know, all these things make sense. So this is something that God told us to return to. And we do. For the most part, we do. We retain these things. And thank God for giving them to us, you know. This how we know we belong to him anyway, because he's revealing himself to us. Remember, as we were covering last night, he give every man his righteousness. Every man his righteousness. Let's look at this a little further. It says this, Psalms 119 and verse 7. Psalms 119 and verse 7. No, actually, man, it's a big book, 119 and 107. Yep, it's a big book. Psalm 119 and verse 5, it says this, it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Brothers and sisters, man, there are places in this world that there's no light. And this is what he's saying. The word is this lamp that will lead and guide them through the utmost darkness. And he is saying this also is that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word is light. That's like we just got to read it in the Proverbs. It said that that thy commandment is a lamp. Even the law, he said, is a lamp and a light. And so he's saying here, thy word is a lamp and a light. So both the word and the law are one and the same. We act like the New Testament and the Old Testament are not one and the same. That's not true. They're very much the same. Let's look at this. Let's go into Isaiah chapter 8. And some of us don't even look at the New Testament, man. You know, you read that New Testament, man. You got that Greek book. You're like, all right, whatever, man. But, go to Isaiah chapter. How can you fulfill this law if you don't have it? You know, you're a witness to yourself. You're out of order. Isaiah 8 and 16, it says this, the law. It said, bind up the testimony and seal the law among my disciples. Right? Bind up the testimony and seal the law among my disciples, right? So we act like the disciples came with Jesus Christ. That's not true. They came with Moses. You see, this is that thing. Open the board. I just jumped all into this lesson. So, now I'm opening up the studio. I'll just step out of beginning to this precept on Acts. You know. So I see your hand up. I got you, man. I see you. Hey, man, I was just gone, man. I was just gone in the rip, bro. I was just, going ahead with the precept. But, hey, dude, hey, if you feel like you want to read, hey, proceed, brother.
No problem, brother. Last we was just at Isaiah 8 and 16.
Yeah.
Isaiah 8 and 16 reads, bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait upon the Lord.
See that? You got to have both books. So if you say that the New Testament is not for you, I can show you in your own book, man, that you out of order. You need the New Testament. Skip down to verse 20 and continue.
Verse 20 reads, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
There what? If you ain't coming with the law and the testimony, man, you covered in darkness. You in darkness. And those of you that say that you don't need the law, you in darkness. I mean, that's yay and nay.
Amen.
Those of us that don't believe that you need the Old Testament, you in darkness too. You know, they want to speak against the law and things like that because we want to eat and do whatever we want to do, you know. I mean, why you want to eat? Never mind. That's a whole other conversation. But anyway, so we see here that the law is a lamp, man. We see the law is supposed to be, if it's among the disciples, which are our brothers of the new covenant, then the law and the testimony would be among them as light to the brethren, you see. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there ain't no light in them. So if somebody tell you the light, the Old Testament, the New Testament is done away with, or ain't any good, ain't no light in them. I'm just telling you what the law just called it. Let's look at this little further. It's going to Matthew chapter 3 and 1. Matthew 3 and 1.
Matthew 3 and verse 1. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Esaias, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight."
Stop. So, right there you got John the Baptist, who, by the way, again, as I may point out, is a Levite, like our brother Moses, our elder brother Moses, who happened to be a Levite. Now, what is John is doing? He's out here in the wilderness, just like his elder uncle Levi Moses was doing, telling the people to come out outside of the tabernacle. If you want to talk to God, like his elder brother had told them, and he baptized them while they were out there, as his other elder brothers taught him. And some of us don't believe in a baptism. You know, and we don't. We don't believe that water redeems, but the water is from the earth. How can it not give life? He created the water inside the earth, so how can this not... That's why you need water for the plants to grow and all of these things. This is why he has said, he caused the water to dew, and then he formed man out of the dirt of the ground. But first he covered the water, the ground with water. That's how he created us. And so he said this. Now he's calling the water out of the earth. Matthew's chapter is going to Genesis chapter 1 and 6. But that was John. John was out there. He was doing his thing. He was the light. He was bringing the word. And he's also baptized. He's out there
Amen.
At the river as something. So we'll get back to that. Genesis 1 and 6. We receive and read.
Genesis 1 and 6. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters."
See, this is the waters that was upon the earth when he created the earth in the first day. You see, where did it come from? Well, it came from out of the fountains of the deep. It came from out of there. So now God is separating all that water that was in the earth and creating the atmosphere. He's creating the atmosphere. What's air? H2O. He's creating the atmosphere. So that we can breathe. So he stretched the waters from the water, right?
Amen.
And then he called it firmament. Okay. So as long as we stay within our ozone, we can breathe.
Amen.
So. Let's go into John 4 and 6. Now, this water, man, that he separated, it also represents baptism. It represents the word. It represents blessing. Water represents a lot. And let's not forget, it represents the baptism. You got some Israelite camps that don't believe in baptizing people, but it's the representation of that. So, let's read John 4 and 6. Will you receive a read?
St. John 4 and 6. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, bro, you got to read 7 again for me, man. You got to read that again. All right, read that again.
There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans.
Read on, bruh.
Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest ask of him, and he would have given thee living water.
What? He would have gave her what?
Living water.
Okay, keep reading.
Verse 11. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou blessed than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Stop. Now, go back to Genesis chapter 1.
Genesis 1 and 6?
Yeah.
Genesis 1 and 6.
No, Genesis 1 and 1. Genesis 1 and 1.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. God said, let there be light. There was light. God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided.
Stop. This water here is the water he's talking about. Well, she's talking. He's telling her, this is the water you want. Guess what? It's on the first day. See that? Watch this. Go
Amen.
To Revelation. Go to Revelation chapter 22 and 16.
Revelations 22 and 16.
Yeah.
Revelation 22 and 16 reads,
I, Jesus, have set mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root, the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star.
Read on.
And the Spirit, yes, sir. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whatsoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
See, that's that water from the beginning. That water that he moved upon was able to give life. It was inside the earth. Kind of like when the water surrounds a baby.
Amen.
And it's giving that baby in the womb life. This is that thing. And then you ask yourself, how long is a woman pregnant?
9 months.
Huh?
9 months.
How many planets in our solar system from the sun?
Nine.
You know the last planet in our solar system is a cube of ice? So why is the last one is water? You see? The last planet, Pluto, isn't a planet. It's a floating ice cube that's in the gravitational pull of our solar system with the sun. Yes, and I mean with the sun. The sun is in a rotative vortex in itself. And we in the solar system is rotating around the sun. That is all nine planets in the Milky Way, which is generated by gravity. Which gravity is the source of all things. What do you mean? Gravity has to be created before eternity, because without gravity, everything would be all over the place. Mars will float off where Jupiter is, and Jupiter will float off into where Venus is. Gravity has its place. It nailed it all down. He generated gravity from the gold that he told us this is how he did it, by causing it to rotate in a circle. Like I'd be asking my peeps, say, have you ever been in a carnival in a state called a fast wheel? And they put you up on the wall and the floor drop. That's what's happening. That's gravity. Mm. But we don't know how fast our heavens is spinning. But he did call it a circuit that he go around. You know, telling how fast he go around that. He said if the angels can do it at the speed of light, then I know he can do it in a blink of an eye. You know, that's a whole nother thing.
Amen.
You know, but then he is one, right? Because even when he said, let there be light, he already was light. He will always be the Alpha. Light will always be trying to catch him because he created it. Light will always, he will always be a step ahead of light. Can you, you know, like, wrap our minds around that. I ain't talking about the sunlight. I'm talking about this light that he said in day one. He'll always be a step ahead of that light. Not the sun and the moon and the stars. That's like 3-4 days later. No, he way past that. So we see here we got him and the light, right? Jesus, the bright and morning star, right? Everything is pointing toward consciousness. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. So that's our beginning. to be lit up, to be turned on spiritually, not physically, but spiritually. What do you mean? Job. Go to Job. Job 33, pick it up at 14, when he first started talking to man. Yeah, 14, 33 and 14.
Job 33 and 14. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men and slumberings upon the bed. Then he opened up the ears of men and sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man.
See, the whole thing is God is doing this. He said, he's trying to talk to us. And he got this thing, he talked to us in dreams. You know, if we're too caught in a moment, or we might be too caught up in this world at the time for him to reach out to us. So he got this thing called dreams, because we eventually go to sleep. So he got this thing that he called dreams that he allowed us to meet in. That's why Jacob said he met God at Peniel, you know, in his mind, in Peniel. They call it Peniel. And to this day, that's referred to as your third eye, I suppose. Or is it the back where your vision is, or something to that effect? Whatever it may be, it's one of those two that has the insight on vision. And this is what God meets us at, in our dreams, in our imaginations, because your dreams are nothing more than imagination, right? This is where he can create his image of himself, because now you and him is outside of the matrix. Now he can really, you know, he can really show you his being, what he is. That's mm-hmm. when he asks us to step outside of the camp. You know, we can actually do it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men and slumbers upon their beds, and he's talking, saying he talked to us in dreams. That's why a lot of people have dreams, man. Some of them come true fast, and some don't for years. Some never do. But they made an impact on us, because it wasn't a dream that was going to come to pass. It was a dream that brought decisions. You had to make a decision, a hard decision, you know. With speed, depending on how retro and things like that, you know. He talked to us in dreams, in our imagination. This is where he could create the urgency and everything of whatever it is that he's doing in our dreams. So he got this thing that he created in us. He said, in a dream, in a vision of the night, with deep sleep fall upon men, and the slumber upon their bed, he openeth up the ears of men and seal up their instructions. So we still have free will. We still have free will, but then he give us a purpose. Remember now, there are some men in this world that don't have purpose. They'll have no instructions, and they'll have no answers of God, man. They don't even read that. I'll be like, what kind of person is Andrew? You take medication? What kind of person that don't want to dream? My dreams are horrifying. Maybe if you stop looking at your dreams, it's horrifying. I mean, it's just that simple. What's horrifying? You know, something that you've been taught? Something you've been taught that's horrifying. Right.
Right.
Okay, continue.
Verse 17. That he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. He keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. He is chastened also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain, so that his life abhorreth bread, and his soul dainty meat. His flesh is consumed away, that it cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Yea, his soul draweth near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show unto man his uprightness.
Whoa. One among a what?
One among a thousand.
So every thousand people you actually come across, it might be one of those people may have been that messenger?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I just thought I read that right.
Yes, you did, sir.
He said he's among them, right?
Yes.
One among a thousand. So he's in there. It's up to us to recognize when we see him.
Amen.
What's the message? Messenger, pastor,
yeah.
Preacher, what's the messenger? One that brings messages from God or an authority, you know, a time traveler of the human race, so to say. A time traveler for the human race, right? Read on, bro.
Verse 23. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show unto man his uprightness, then he is gracious unto him and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh shall...
He said... Yea, his soul draw near to the grave, and his life among to the destroyers, if there be a messenger with him, an interpreter of one among a thousand, to show unto man his uprightness. Then he is gracious unto him, and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. There it is. So now his old God, he's moving on the waters of the spirit of the deep, right? He's saying to people, let there be light. At the same time, he's waking us up at the same time. Read on. Why? I found a ransom. What is the ransom? Jesus Christ. How you get it? By getting baptized. What? What else he do? He's still his instructions among us. Read on.
Verse 24. Then he is gracious unto him and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him, and he shall see his face with joy, for he will render unto man his righteousness. He looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profited me not, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Lo, all these things work of God oftentimes with man.
He said, and he shall deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light.
Amen.
This is that thing. Now that's that light eternal from the beginning. this is that. His life shall see the light. The word of God. Now his conscience is blown open. Now his imagination is wide open. Read on.
He will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Lo, all these things work of God oftentimes with man, to bring back his soul from the pit, to be enlightened with the light of the living. Mark well, O Job, hearken unto me, hold thy peace, and I will
speak. To bring him back from the pit, that he may be enlightened with the light of the living. How do we get to that, man? We got to, one, he said, we got to acknowledge to ourselves, man, that we've been sinning against God. That's your first starter. That's your starter kit right there. He said, if any should say I perverted that which is good and which is right, that's your starter kit. That's how you start your conversation with the Most High. You know, hey man, I was seeing an issue. This is what I've been doing. Like, he don't know. He should be the first one he'd be giving it up to. That's why he called himself a friend. Why? Because he know everything.
Amen. Amen.
Whatever you do, you tell your friend everything, right?
Oftentimes.
I mean, you know, it don't. Isn't that what he shows us what friends are for?
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it. So, of course, you confess your faults onto your friend. Who knows? You may become a friend of God for real, for real. Because I ain't saying, man, to ever get comfortable that you don't understand his presence and authority. That open conversation, man, priceless with him. And the Abraham talked a lot. He called him a friend of God. And you can see that he talked to Abraham a lot. You see he's in the Abraham fire. And I'm just talking about in the books that we got, you know. You can see he visited Abraham a lot. He was called a friend of God.
Mm-hmm.
So, the first day is light, right? Which is the word of God, which is the laws of God, and so forth. Water is the word of God, and the baptism. We're going to do that next week. End up off with something like that. But, this, the first day, definitely all about the law of God. Because there's nothing else. There's nothing else. You see? So, with that being said, we thank everybody for their time, and we hope we edify someone. As we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, read your Bible.
Read your Bible. Much love. Great to see you, brother.
Sounds of the Living Waters radio show. Sounds of the Living Waters. Sounds of the Living Waters. Sounds of the Living Waters radio show.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Two things in unity, you and me. You wanna know who he's talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Waters radio show. Sounds of the Living Waters. Sounds of the Living Waters.
Love y'all. Happy Sunday.